This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, this is the Saturday Quiz. I'm your host, John Leary, and as always, I'm going to ask the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper, and my guests are going to do their best to come up with the correct answers. This week, those guests are writer and director Anne-Louise Sarks and Sean Kelly, who is a columnist for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald and a former advisor to Labor Prime Ministers, and he is also the author of the cover essay in the latest edition of The Monthly magazine. Hello, you two. Welcome to the Saturday Quiz.
Hey.
Hi there.
Now, I've had you both on as guests in my previous podcast, so I know you're fond of a quiz. You're both quite brainy. But there's a couple of curveballs in this one.
Oh, no, Johnny, we're nervous.
Yeah, that's true. No, don't be nervous. But tell me, what category of question are you most hopeful of avoiding?
Geography.
Geography is a weak spot, definitely.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure what else. I mean, there'll be plenty.
So neither of you is good at geography?
I think I'm mildly better than Sean, but it's definitely not strong.
Recent television.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Been doing too many other things? Had too much else
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I just have a very active life. Yeah, a lot of hobbies.
What television have you been watching, if not recent television?
We have been watching loads of television.
Yes, sorry. We watch heaps of television. I'm only drawing a distinction. When I say recent television, because I mean anything that has gone free to air recently.
Oh,
anything
right.
that has just come out, I think I at least will be lousy at.
Okay.
You're trying to say you're a real intellectual.
I'm right? really not. You're I'm really real not. I mean, I really regret saying this. We've been watching nothing highbrow. We just haven't watched anything recent. We watched a lot of Parks and Recreation.
Oh, good. Okay. There's no Parks and Recreation questions in this one.
That's sad.
I bet there's not.
Because it's not recent. That was the distinction. Anyway, let's go.
Let's go.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Which American singer links the songs Tired of Being Alone, Call Me, and Everything's Gonna Be All Right?
Links them. As in?
As in sings those songs. Which American singer sings those songs?
Oh, great. I think it's Al Green.
You are 100% correct.
Bam! Straight off the bat.
Well done.
Oh, thank goodness.
Look, that was one of the curveballs that I thought, they're not going to know this. But 70s soul singer, you know it.
We'll disappoint in a myriad of other ways. But, yeah, so far so good.
Yeah. Wow, Al Green, that's right. Well
I'm
done.
I'm really into that.
That's fantastic.
Sit back and rest on your laurels.
I will. It's up to you now.
Yeah.
Now 9 questions on recent television and geography.
All right, question number 2. What, starting with O, are the horn-like structures on a giraffe's head? You know those little...
Oh, yeah.
Little bits.
Those little O bits.
Little horny bits.
Yeah.
On a giraffe's head.
I think I have no idea.
Do you know what they might be made of? That might help you there a little bit.
Are they made of bone?
They kind of are made of bone. So they're not horns or antlers like other animals. So they start with O. So do you know a kind of bony word that starts with O?
Osteos.
No, take the T away. I might just have to lead you a little bit. What do you eat ice cream out of?
A bowl?
A cup, a cone. Cone, it has to be cone.
Oscones. Osteocones.
Ossicones.
Ossicones. Yeah.
Oscones, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, that's what we said.
So Al Green was the answer to question number one, and ossicones, which you didn't quite get.
No.
Are the horn-like structures on a giraffe's head.
Pretty strict quiz, master.
All right, you might have a better go at this one, I reckon. Question number three. In which century was Joan of Arc burned at the stake?
I feel this is on me.
I think it is on you, yes.
So is history in the same sort of same basket as geography?
No, we pretend we're good at history. Oh, no.
Anne-Louise has at times looked at adapting.
I know, so it's Bernard Shaw really play, on me.
So.
Oh, yeah. It was during the Hundreds Year War. I don't know if that helps.
No. The 14th century?
It's somewhere in around 14, but I'm just not confident. That's the trouble I'm having in my mind.
It was the 1400s, so there it was the 15th century.
Okay.
I reckon it was pretty good. What about, I'll give you a bonus point if you can tell me the exact date of her burning. If you can tell me...
Well, this is great because one of my areas of expertise is the dates on which people were burned to death. So let me just cast back into my memory.
It must be some
I'll give you a clue.
National date, actually.
It is an important day because because it's also my birthday.
Oh, Johnny.
So
we're just going to fail on so many fronts.
The 13th of June.
Oh, you're not far off. It is the 30th of May.
Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty close. Close enough. Within a month, you were.
I think in the calendar that they were using at that time, I think the 13th of June actually was the 30th of May.
It could have been. It may have been the 30th of May in 1431. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Johnny. Great.
How about that?
Question number four: A Scouser hails from which English city? Now you've got a multiple choice here. Do you need it?
I think it's Liverpool.
Okay, you think it's Liverpool? Let's see if that is one of the options.
If it's not, I'm going to be very embarrassed.
Is it A, Leeds, B, Leicester, C, London, or D, Liverpool?
I'm going to stick with my answer. How do you feel?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, Liverpool is correct.
Yay!
Well done.
Okay, good.
You feel okay? You're back on track?
Yeah, you are back on track. A Scouser is Liverpudlian. And
it's confusing, though, because Liverpool was known as Leeds in the 14th century. So
you've got no facts, Johnny. Your face looks so open and earnest then.
I really thought you were going to come with something genuine and truthful, but no.
Yeah. Sorry.
And Scouse is a shortening of the word labscouse, which is a fish stew, which they ate there. Yeah, there you go.
That's a good fact.
That is.
Well, thanks very much. All right, question number five. How did actor James Dean die?
Car crash.
Yes, in a car crash is correct.
Yeah.
Do you know, for a bonus point, do you know... what kind of car it was?
No, I wanted to say motorbike, so I think that takes me out of this one.
No, I definitely don't.
No, it was a really fast one.
It's a T-Bird?
No, it was a Porsche Spyder nicknamed the Little Bastard.
Oh, wow.
And guess how old he was?
23.
Oh, 24. It's crazy, isn't it? But yeah, so, he could have faded away. He could have faded away, but no, he burnt out.
He could have had a disastrous career in the second half of his 20s and we wouldn't remember him at all.
That's potentially true.
That's the spirit. Yeah.
Sorry, you were going to say something actually interesting.
I was just going to say that he was on his way to a car race.
No way.
Where he was competing and he was going to drive that car and the mechanic or engineer suggested that rather than tow the car to the race, he should get a little bit of practice in and drive there.
Oh,
and
my
that's
God.
When he had a crash and died.
Wow.
The guilt.
Oh, no, it'd be terrible. Yeah. All right, well, that was question number 5, which means that we're halfway through, so it's time for a little break.
Ding, 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 ding.
And we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for coming back. I'm with Sean Kelly and Anne-Louise Sarks, and we're up to question number 6, which is, which Caribbean nation takes its name from a word meaning the bearded ones? So it's a bit of geography, which you feared, but it's more, I don't know, what do you call that, linguistics, really? The bearded ones.
I don't know what.
So it takes its name either from the Portuguese or the Spanish.
Okay.
For the bearded ones, because it's essentially the same word.
Okay.
In both those languages.
Barbados.
Barbados is the right answer.
That was my guess too, but I was so nervous.
Barbados, yeah. That's the right answer. And Barbados, after 20 years of discussion, Barbados has recently just started the process of fully cutting its ties with Queen Elizabeth II and becoming a republic with its own head of state.
Yes. Will that inspire the same from us?
Will it indeed? The Prime Minister, Mia Mottley, said the time had come to make decisions fully on our own, she said. She said, I can't imagine that countries like the United Kingdom would want anything other than a British head of state. I can't imagine the United States of America similarly. So we just see this as a natural step. And she went on to say, the truth is it's important to us. We give confidence to our young people to believe they can aspire to become the head of state of their own country.
What smart words.
Yeah.
What a cool woman.
Yeah, isn't she? She's really cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, she went on to say that she personally has a great relationship with the Queen and Prince Charles and nothing against them, but, yeah.
Boasting a little.
Not personal.
Yeah, nothing personal. We just want to be our own country. Thanks very much.
So good.
Yeah. Good on them. Good on Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
Question number 7. Name the men's and women's 2020 US Open tennis singles champions.
These are one of those things where you wish you'd paid more attention. That amazing woman who wore all those masks, naming all the people who'd been killed recently in the States.
I think it was Naomi Osaka.
That is the women's winner.
That's good.
Yeah, Naomi Osaka. And the men's, DT are his initials.
No idea. David Thompson.
It's absolutely not David Thompson. It's not. Go again.
You may entirely not know.
No, I mean.
His name is Dominic Thiem.
Dominic Thiem.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, he won. Congratulations, Dominic.
Good running. Yes.
And Naomi. But you got Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you knew that one. We're up to question number 8. And that is, carmine is a shade of which colour?
I think it's red.
Okay.
You think correctly.
Okay, this is good.
Well done. Nice. That was kind of an easy one.
I know. Just because we knew it doesn't mean it's an easy one.
Well, so it seems I don't know. Test. Colours are kind of, you know, within the easy portion. It's not geography. It's not like where does carmine come from? What country does carmine originate?
No, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Jadestone colours I always get wrong.
Oh.
Jadestone colours. That sentence is
gemstone? Awesome. Gee, see, I'm mixed up already.
Jadestone is green. So if that comes up, you'll know.
Pretty much.
All stones are jade stones, so who knows?
Okay. Question number 9. What is the name of the upcoming James Bond film due for release in November?
Oh, we saw the preview for that.
And there's a bonus point here for naming who sings the theme song. So do you know what it's called?
I have in my mind something like, this is ridiculous, but six-letter word like memory or... Surely it's not memory, but...
No, or,
it's more like A Time to Kill or No Time to Die.
Oh, you're so close. Oh, what did you say?
No Time to Die?
Is the right answer.
I just thought that was generic Bond knowledge, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. I should make Bond films. It's just like...
You should make Bond films. Yeah. I think there's money in that.
More than theatre directing, you think?
Probably a little bit more than theatre directing. Film directing is probably much more lucrative. But yeah. Yes, No Time to Die is the name of the James Bond film. Who sings the song?
I want to say Billie Eilish. But
you should say Billie Eilish because that is also the right answer.
Smashing it.
I am the music champion of this week's quiz.
Wow.
Let's hope this last one isn't a music one.
The last one is not a music one.
Woo!
The last question, question number 10, is actually a maths question. Really?
Right. Mm-hmm. Sean, get ready.
How many days are in 3 fortnights?
It's hard not to feel like there's a trick, but... 42.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 42 is the right answer.
That's a fun one, isn't it?
And it is, of course, it's the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe and everything in Douglas Adams' novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And it's also the correct answer to the final question of this week's quiz. Well done.
Not a coincidence.
And on that note, we're going to take another little break and we'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for coming back. How about that, guys?
That was excellent, actually.
I'm pretty surprised.
That was kind of fun. You're surprised.
Yeah, you did really well.
I feel proud of us. Yeah.
The curveballs weren't that curvy, were they?
No. What was the second one? After you told us the first one was a curveball, that second one really freaked me out.
Oh, that was the giraffe knobby bits.
That's it.
Which are called, do you remember?
Ossicones.
Ossicones is correct, yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, that was a good quiz. That was a good quiz.
Well, good. I'm glad you approve.
Good hosting.
Yeah, excellent facts.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for laughing at all of Sean's jokes.
Of course.
Hopefully soon you'll be able to come to New South Wales and quiz master in person.
That'd be nice.
On one of our Saturday mornings.
I would like to do that. That'd be really good.
Very soon, I think. Mm. You're doing well, Victoria.
We're getting there. We are getting there.
Yeah.
Very close.
Yeah.
That's it for another episode of The Saturday Quiz. Thanks for tuning in. If you are yet to read Sean Kelly's brilliant essay in the latest edition of The Monthly, I highly recommend it. Pick up a copy at your newsagent or subscribe by going to themonthly.com.au. You can also subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to it on, and follow it on Twitter and Instagram by searching The Saturday Quiz. Cindy McDonald writes the quiz. Atticus Basso mixes this podcast. Eric Jensen is our editor-in-chief. My name is John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.